My name's John Popham. I'm an independent consultant in technology, social media, community development, regeneration, all those sorts of things. I helped to fund, found something called the Big Society in the North Forum, which is looking at how we interpret the government's Big Society policy in the North of England.
How can the Big Society actually help people then to get next generation access, decent broadband even?
Okay. Well, I think the Big Society is about empowering people to improve their places where they live, to have more of a say over what happens in their lives, to help run services for themselves. And I think we've seen lots of examples of where areas that haven't got broadband, people are banding together and doing it for themselves. And I think that, in particularly in an area like this, that can be part of the overall offering of local services that people want to develop.
So, what are the hurdles? Is it a lack of money? Is it a lack of cooperation from the infrastructure owners?
Yeah, well, I think both of those are very big hurdles. Yeah, I mean, I think the problem with broadband and that sort of infrastructure is we don't have a proper market operating. That we have a historical legacy of an infrastructure which is difficult to tap into. It's difficult to get cooperation, and so there are barriers to activity which don't exist in other spheres.
Will the technology be available soon to actually bypass that infrastructure? I mean, there has been talk, particularly in Sweden, of installing what's called fourth generation or long-term evolution LTE, whereby you've got very, very high mobile speeds. Is that one solution possibly for rural areas?
I think it has a role to play. I think it probably isn't a long-term solution because I think as networks develop, as applications develop, there's more and more demand for higher and higher speeds. I think there's also an increasing demand for higher speeds which go in both directions because people increasingly becoming producers of content as well as consumers. And I think while wireless technologies can help and they can help to fill in gaps, I think at the end of the day, the solution has to be something fixed and something that allows very fast speeds in both directions.
So we're talking laying miles and miles of fibre optic cable.
Well, I think that's the optimum situation. It can be a very expensive solution. I think communities can help to drive those costs down by doing it for themselves, by doing deals for themselves, and bypassing some of the traditional ways of doing things. And I don't think it's an easy solution in any respects, but I think it can be done. We've seen examples, particularly in this area, where it can be done. One of the things we need to do is to help people share that practice and show what can be done.
One obstacle to this might be that the kind of model that you're talking about is going to work well where there is strong leadership and enthusiasm in those communities. But if there isn't that knowledge base, there isn't that enthusiasm to get involved and become a leader pushing forward the technology, then the communities aren't going to get broadband, are they?
I think that's a distinct possibility, but again, as I said, I think there are people who are doing it who've now got the expertise and who can be drawn on to support these sorts of things. I also think that once one area gets it, then it will demonstrate to the neighbouring areas what they're missing out on. I also think that young people have a very big role to play in this. They might not be in a position to pay for next generation access at the moment, but they are the ones who are going to benefit most from it, particularly, currently with their educational needs. They are some of the heaviest users of broadband infrastructure. I know from my own situation, if my broadband at home goes down for 5 minutes, my kids are on my back and wanting me to do something about it. So I think we should be consulting the young people, getting them to drive the demand for broadband, and basically telling their parents, you need to get your fingers out and do something about it.
Do you think, are you optimistic that there is the political will nationally there now to make this happen? Because the government has dropped its pledge of 2 megs for everybody, and that's now gone off into the long grass. Is there the political will there to actually grasp this problem?
I think there are signs that it's emerging. I am not really sure that there are any politicians really understand the issue, but I think actually, I think what is one of the most encouraging things is there seems to be a political will now to sort of get out of the way and let people do stuff for themselves. So, not that politicians know best and that